This is Georgetown, a trendy, busy, expensive, and for the most part, safe neighborhood. But in late 2011, the FBI shut down an alleged plot to murder the Saudi ambassador to the U.S. FBI director at the time, Robert Mueller, said the ambassador would not have been the only victim.
And though it reads like the pages of a Hollywood script, the impact would have been very real and many lives would have been lost.
Although authorities have never acknowledged it, the assassination was supposed to take place at lunchtime at a very popular restaurant. Cafe Milano, here in the heart of Georgetown. A part of the plan, which was backed by the Iranian government, was to blow up the Saudi and Israeli embassies. The principal suspect pled guilty and is now locked up, serving 25 years in a federal prison. But the bad blood between the Saudi and Iranian governments is still a big concern for the Washington field office of the FBI.
When you look at the potential proxy war ongoing in Yemen between the Houthis and the Saudis and that and the civil war that's ensuing.
Joshua School was special agent in charge of intelligence at the Washington field office when we interviewed him. The bottom line, there's concern that bad blood could spill out onto the streets of Washington. And that's just one of the problems they face guarding Washington. Coming up in my next report.
And it would give a terrorist organization no greater benefit than to attack.
J.J. Green, WTOP News.